Embarking on another week on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, everybody. We swing into a big one in Washington. First of all, one of the main thrusts that's going to keep many of us up at night is over guns. Gun control versus gun advocacy. It comes down to that, to have the right to bear arms or to give it up. And Tuesday, the task force that Joe Biden's been put in charge of, is probably the other way to say that, the VP comes down with his conclusions, hands them over to the Prez, and then the Prez decides where he's going with some of that. According to a lot of pretty good sources, and I think by now a lot of this is breaking around the country anyway, it looks like more than assault weapons, stricter gun control in the United States, mags, ammunition, limits, that kind of thing. What will Congress do will be interesting to see, because the NRA has such clout in Washington, probably the biggest lobbying group that there is. So which way does this go? And what is the right way for this to go in this country? What do we need to look at? If you were trying to keep kids safe, if you were going to try to look at workplace shootings, school shootings, house of worship shootings, places where we cannot believe the bubble has been pierced, malls, who comes in and opens fire? Well, obviously, someone looking for 15 minutes of fame, somebody who's sick and deranged. There's a lot of different labels we could slap on a person who does something that we cannot even imagine. So how do we look for those signs, see those people, shut them down before they even have a chance to lock and load? That's really at the heart of this discussion. That's going to be the never-ending, I think, odyssey in 2013. And where does it all end? In the meantime, in Newtown, Connecticut, where the debate was stirred, they're having their own debate on the future of the school site, Sandy Hook Elementary. The very first of a set of public hearings took place. Parents of kids who go to Sandy Hook, parents of kids who went there, talked about the feelings they had, which seemed like they were kind of mixed on what should be done with the elementary school and the grounds following that rampage that killed 20 kids and 6 of the staff. So this is one of a couple of community conversations, is what they're billing them as, on the fate of the school. Parents and people from the community are trying to weigh in on whether to demolish it or not. If that happened in your neighborhood, think of 20 kids and then 6 principal other teachers who work there. Think of the amount of people. What happened? Would you bulldoze that school, dump it, and start over again, because the feelings are just too raw and cannot really be overcome by most people? Or would you renovate and change something about the area of the school where most of the bodies were found? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. I think that if you were one of the parents that had to go to a fire station to find out whether or not your child survived, boy, that could be pretty dramatic. The idea that you would eventually, because now all these kids aren't going to school there, you would eventually take your 7-year-old child into a new grade, into the elementary school, might be pretty tough. You have to remember, this is a rural town in Connecticut, 70 miles or so outside of New York City. 27,000 people live there. And this has created a firestorm over guns. The massive conversations that are happening across the country, and the VP recommending what should happen. The limits on magazines, getting rid of assault weapons, universal background checks for gun buyers, that kind of stuff. So this elementary school has become a symbol. It's closed now, except for the police, who are still investigating the attack, but the 400 kids in kindergarten through fourth grade are relocated to a new school until it's determined what's going to happen there. With the teachers, with the families, the whole healing process thing, I think they should just kind of rearrange something. The area maybe where the kids were, the innocent kids were cut down. Do something different maybe in that area, but keep the school open. I mean, it was a horrific thing that happened that you can't even bring into words, but the process and getting them to come back, I think, could be one that would be helpful to them emotionally. Let the kids come back to the school. And there may be, I have to assume, that as many people that would want to see the kids come back to the school, there'd be just as many that would say they would never want to see them go back there again. That, you know, maybe what they end up doing is you have two choices, stay where you are, open up another school in the district, maybe divide them up, I don't know, it might be pretty tough. It's a hard decision, but a lot of people came out for the first meeting, and I bet a lot of people come out for the second meeting. It, you know, it makes sense to me, because should the school be a memorial? Come on. Do you want the school standing? Do you want the school bulldozed? I'm thinking it's pretty weighty discussion. And it's not happening, the decision isn't happening overnight, which is why a series of interviews is what has been ordered, so they have a chance to look at it closer and get everybody who wants to weigh in on it, get everybody a chance to throw in the pot, their two cents, as to what's the best possible way to handle this. Some people think the best possible way to handle not getting the flu is to get a shot. I was in a drugstore, in fact it was Walgreens, and there was people practically stepping on each other. The reason why is they wanted a flu shot, but they were out of flu shots. In New York, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, declared a public health emergency, giving pharmacists permission to administer flu vax to more people as they try to stem one of the worst flu outbreaks in New York in several years. Now, the swine flu hit them pretty hard, too. Cuomo's order came a day after health officials in that state said that fast-spreading influenza had officially reached epidemic proportions in the United States. 9 of the 10 U.S. regions had elevated flu activity last week. Do you live in one of those areas? I'm going to talk about that next and other things here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Some of you have already done that. We'll be talking about this, I'm sure, for weeks to come. If you don't give me a call at 855-266-5283, you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Click on the contact and bada bing, you are in. Sam says, I think they should just bulldoze the whole place. It was pure evil, those innocent souls. If I had a kid that was going there, I have to tell you, Kate, I could not drop them off. I know it sounds insane. It was a horrible thing. It was a random act. And the place would be like Fort Knox, I'm certain of it. But the thought of my kid knowing and having to go back in, I wouldn't like it. This one, too, from Sandy Kay, who says, I totally believe it's healthy for children to go back to where they were. In other words, I'm too tired to describe this, but it is as if you fell off the horse and you have to get back on again. Emotionally, I'm no psychiatrist, but I assume it's better for them to not internalize, but to be able to speak about it and to go back into the school. That's just two quick opinions. They shot me their thoughts. You can do the same. I imagine a lot of people will be weighing in on this in that town. I am certain of it as they try to move forward. How do you move forward? One day at a time. Everything, remember, we're all day to day. It's one day at a time, and that's how they're going to move here. They will ultimately want to have a decision by March. Maybe they do tear it down, or maybe they just change up something to give the school a different feel, a different look, and that's enough. I know a lot of people that are disappointed with what's going on with the IRS. The IRS said on Tuesday it's going to accept 2012 tax filings on January 30th. That's 8 days later than originally planned, and that's because of last-minute changes to tax law made in Congress to avoid the cliff. And the information that they need to input and test and all that, they didn't have enough time, so that pushed it back. How about that? $450,000, if you make it, you are rich. And you're going to pay more in taxes according to our government. More than 120 million households should be able to start filing tax returns on January 30th. Some households, such as people claiming residential energy credits or making certain other claims, won't be able to file until late February, early March. Ooh, late February, early March. How many people file at the last second? I've got to think that there are a ton of people who file at the last second based on the fact that every single year, no matter where you live, I don't care if you live in Georgia, Illinois, Ottumwa, Iowa, there's always a story about a procrastinating person who didn't quite get to mail off their taxes. So they line up to mail them at the one post office that is open until midnight. As we kind of hopscotch along here, we've been talking about longevity a lot lately, it seems, because there are people that have laid claim to being the oldest American, the oldest this, the oldest whatever person to live. But the world's oldest woman died at 115. They say in Japan that this was the world's oldest living female, and just last month died at 115. Kota Okabona died at a nursing home, according to city officials. Her relatives declined to release the cause of her death and family details, but the details we have is that she has died. So 115. Ah, I can't even imagine being 115 years old. Sounds tiring, doesn't it? Good shape? I mean, what do you get at 115? Are you shaky, shaky, shaky? Are you someplace overnight? I mean, not overnight. Are you someplace that where you're staying in an assisted facility? If you were on your own at 115, whew, I would think that would be pretty scary. Pretty scary to do that on your own. There, you're just tipping the scales in the wrong direction. But I've had friends who have had or have currently grandmothers that are in their late 90s, and they are on their own. They're still holding their own. So there has to be something said for good living. Good, clean living must work for some people, because we every once in a while we get stories like that last one. This is a sad story about the, I don't know if you've heard this story or not, but how about the six people who were held over another India bus gang rape? They've had problems with this. This is the second one. Six suspects, they say, they got this time around. Six suspects have been arrested over the rape of a woman on a bus just weeks after the gang rape and murder of a student. There was lots of protests in India. Police say this time a 29-year-old woman was the only one on a bus to her village in the north of India on Friday when she was attacked. The driver and conductor refused to stop at her village, instead drove her to a deserted location. They took her to a nearby building where they were joined by friends and raped her repeatedly. Oh, my. Six of the seven suspects have been arrested. They showed a picture of the people they arrested, and I'm glad. I think they'll be treated to a life that they will not enjoy in some kind of a hellhole prison. They had bags over their heads in the pictures that I saw, and it's just sickening. You can't wrap your brain around that at all. And the fact that they had prearranged it, set it up, woof, wow, unbelievable. And finally, this one story, like I said, you know, we're on number five, we're almost at the top, we're turning around on this hopscotch deal here. The Costa Concordia wreck. I saw a story recently about what they're doing to right the ship, and it's unreal what they have to build underneath the ship to try to lift it over. But from Giulio, Italy, do you know it's been a one-year deal here? It is the one-year anniversary of the Costa Concordia wreck. Time flies. Engineers have been working on the salvage project. That's what it is now. The wreck, trying to get it stable as they can and not have anything bounce it out. They're balancing on two peaks, basically. But it's been tethered to the shore to keep it from sliding off the underwater cliff it rests at a 65-degree angle. Otherwise, it would be deep, deep, deep down, and they'd never be able to turn that back up again. September, they expect they're going to be able to roll it over, and that'll be something to see them trying to flip that boat. Is it possible to do it? Is it possible to do it without the 1,000-foot hull breaking apart? They probably have no idea whether that's going to happen or not. The ships are pretty colossal. It looks to be very, very strong, but I think it'll be tough because they've got 24 hours a day, 400 workers from 19 countries working together. It is a monstrous task. It is so strange to look into that water and see the boat just laying there halfway over. And one of the most anticipated things is going to be flipping this thing over in September. The divers who go down to work on it, they can only be underwater for 45 minutes at a time. Wow, talk about a big project.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is a good audience when it comes to some thought-provoking stuff and really, really taking the time sometimes and chewing on what we've talked about and sending out some terrific emails. So with that, can you guess where we're headed next? Mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Ooh, he's back again. We had like some 80s representative that was filling in the other night. It was crazy. We've had so many problems with our mailbag guy. I don't understand it. But anyway, he's back, so that's the good news there. Our resident attorney from Vermont, Dennis McMahon, really, I mean, I could read his stuff all day long. He sends funny things, thought-provoking things, silly things, you know, you name it. But here's one from Dennis where he says, "We live in an age of crony capitalism, and they want to change the monopoly pieces? The only deviation from a traditional monopoly was the British set I bought at the world's famous Henley's toy store in London. What gives? Should monopoly change the outdated pieces?" I get it, Dennis. Very, very clever. That's prime Mr. McMahon. And a big, big shout to everyone at WVMT. because they're really, really good people, and we've been on that station for, I think, ever since the beginning of America Tonight. It's because of this one from Jabba the Hutt. I like that. We haven't heard from Jabba in a while. Jabba says, Kate, I know this is kind of mind candy or eye candy, but I know you like cars. I've heard Bob Long on your show before, and I wondered if you had seen the new Corvette. It is really, really cool. If you haven't seen it, please Google it. It makes you want to get one, I'm telling you. It looks like a Matchbox car that's not real. It doesn't look like a real car. And the Corvette suddenly is becoming much more popular. So maybe that's why they decided to do a new version. What do you think? It's funny that Jabba the Hutt brings that up because I was looking at that over the weekend. And it's the first time that they've done it in about almost a decade. And this car, remember, has this kind of a cycle of rebirths, maybe is the best way to put it. And we thought that the Corvette was dead. Every once in a while, I'll be somewhere and I'll see this cool old Corvette, and I'll think, oh, man, I want a Corvette. Wouldn't it be cool to have a Corvette? So the new one is really interesting looking. It does look like, he said, a Matchbox. It does look like a Matchbox car. And they say the Corvette, which is interesting because it has midlife crisis written all over it, if this is true. They say men in their mid-50s are the buyers of the Corvettes. And, you know, Corvette is the whole two-seater thing. They say the hood slopes a little bit lower to kind of slice through the wind, and the vents and the scoops, if you know anything about a Corvette, has purposes this time, like cooling the brakes or even the transmission. You know, to me, is there anything better than looking at a 63 Corvette? Apparently the 63 Corvette had some of that, and, you know, had some of that, I'm going to call it Boeing, but it had the vents and the scoops, and that made a difference. But it is a very neat car. I think people who can afford it, they may be getting them. I mean, they might be out there. I hear that the line is pretty long because there's all these Corvette clubs across the United States, and people are trying to wait it out. They were waiting out for the next car, and it has this incredible V8 engine, blah, blah, blah. That's supposed to be something special. But what would the fuel, what would be the mileage be on this one? I'm digressing. We're going to have Bob Long on the show again and talk about this, because they're saying it's not, I don't think it's great for miles. Something like 16 in the city and 26 maybe on the highway. There's a good diversion. I say movies are a diversion. Probably cars are a diversion for some people. All right, let's move on to this next one. And this one from Digger, listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I don't know if you've been paying attention. It certainly sounds like you have been doing that. But did you hear that the Fed killed off the idea of the $1 trillion platinum coin to try to get around, dance around the whole debt crisis thing? It was typical maneuvering as usual. That's all that was about. Did they really think they were going to fool the Republicans? I guess it was kind of funny to think that there might be an outside chance of a $1 trillion coin, but it just smelled like a ruse from the beginning. We all know it's the same old politics in Washington. We don't even have to ask anymore if it's a Republican or a Democrat. Does it really matter? You know, they did have that the idea of the $1 trillion platinum coin was floated. The Treasury Department, however, ruled it out over the weekend. They say they're not going to produce any kind of platinum coins. It's a way of generating $1 trillion in revenue and avoiding the whole debate over the U.S. debt ceiling. The idea of creating the platinum coins got a little bit of a buzz as a way of getting around the Democrats are saying this was a way to get away from the Republicans, who are threatening to say, forget it, we're going to reject an increase in the debt ceiling unless there's some deep spending cuts. So the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve just decided it wasn't a viable thing to do. Remember, Congress refused in 2011 to raise the debt ceiling until the White House agreed to big spending cuts, and that brought us on the brink of a debt default. In other words, not paying the money we owe China. And it really ended up with it dealt us a weak recovery and a definite setback. With all the money guys we've had on the show, every single one of them will tell you that. Here's what I would say. Why don't we get out our best shears and cut out some of this pork that we were supposed to be done with? When you look at any of the half of the bills that pass, I'm going to say half of them, more than half of them, that's what it's about. It's still filled with pork. This is what I thought we had done away with, but apparently we haven't done away with it. We haven't done away with it. All right, we move on to something else because I want to try to jam in at least another one or two. And this one is from Bill listening to us in Missouri. Bill says, "Hey, Kate, did you see the story about Chuck Hagel and Senator Corker saying that Hagel has a temper problem and that this is a big issue? Is he really going to fit into the Pentagon, or will his temper be a huge problem in the end? I happen to catch one of the Sunday shows. That's where I primarily am getting my information. I'm wondering if you'd heard anything about this. Yeah, the Corker thing was on this week, and what he said is he said there was a number of people who are saying that he wasn't so, you know, number of staffers are saying that he wasn't very good to deal with, that he was nasty. But Corker also, when he threw out that little bomb, said that he was willing to have an open mind and listen to what Hagel had to say on Israel, Iran, and supposedly he's pro-Iran and not so pro-Israel if you look at previous comments. So he's been tapped by Obama for defense, and he's probably going to be the guy who has the hardest time getting approved, but he probably gets approved. So now, in starting the confirmation process, it's interesting that the Tennessee senator says, can this guy with his temper, can he handle the Pentagon? I'm not so sure if he can. And Hagel's a guy, too, that is against war, except for as the only means left, the only means of, you know, this is it. This is all we can do. They're going to come out with some poison darts in the end, unless there's something we have completely no idea about. He absolutely will get he'll get approved. Probably everyone that's been nominated gets approved. I'd be surprised if somebody on the list, you know, getting roughed up is one thing, like Hagel getting roughed up versus not getting in at all. One last one. This from Jam On It. I love the nicknames. We had like three. I had to go to them. In the mailbag, we had like three interesting nicknames. So Jam On It says, did you watch Miss America over the weekend? I think you talked about the fact that you grew up not far from where they used to do those pageants. Miss New York wins this time around. Miss America just ain't what it used to be. Well, yeah, if you go back in the archives, now the way the contest is compared to what it was. But what's interesting is the woman who won gets a $50,000 college scholarship and a year as being Miss America. So she gets to travel around all over the place and play that role, and who knows what that leads to. But the scholarship is huge. 50 grand. Wow. Stay with us.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Driving kick, Holiday backpedals, makes the catch at the 12. The speed through the 15 to 20. Holiday steps out of attack. 35-40. Here we go. Midfield. Holiday down the east sideline. The 25 to 20. Holiday 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Denver! Second half kickoff in the air. Holiday, some 3 yards deep, decides to bring it out. The 5 to 10. Holiday makes the cut. 15, 20. Holiday with the kicker to beat. Does so. Steps out of tackle. Here we go again. Midfield. Holiday, a foot race. You ain't going to catch him. 20, 15. 10-5, touchdown, Brendan Holiday!
They snap it, Peyton with a play fake, throws the screen. Thomas has it inside the 10. Thomas is going to be headed to the end zone, and DT is in for a Denver touchdown.
Denver rushes 3. Flacco steps up, throws deep, far sideline to Kobe Jones. Have it at the 20!
Away, and it is
good for Matt Bryant. With 8 seconds left, Matt Bryant has kicked a 49-yard field goal.
Why do we live this way, Wes?
Back to break. Steps up, shoots it long and deep down the left side, and it is caught. Spectacular catch for a touchdown.
by Shane Vereen. Just beautiful. 33-yard touchdown pass. Tom Brady to Shane Vereen over the top of Barrett Rudd. Patriots are in the AFC Championship game next Sunday night here in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. 6:30 kickoff. The Patriots win it by a score of 41-28.
Yeah, how about that? Patriots beating the Texans 41-28. You heard it there. And now Ravens up next. The Ravens, after toppling the Broncos in double overtime, Peyton Manning with the interception, 38-35, the final score there. And the other two games, pretty exciting stuff. Ryan's field goal, Falcons over Seattle. Surely seemed like Seattle was going to win that. 30-28, the final score. And how about the 49ers beating the pack? All the cheesehead fans, maybe a little bit surprised, 45-31. So it's kind of a business as usual thing, which is why some people get disappointed with the Patriots, because we've already seen that soap opera play out, and who cares? Let's get somebody new in these divisional rounds as we go through. But it was just a terrific playoff weekend of football. And here in America Tonight, as you know, we do Nail the Score, and we will do Nail the Score for the AFC and the NFC Championship game coming up this week, so you still have a chance to try to win bragging rights and some prizes from ATM. Remember, Dave in Vermont, out of the gate, he wins early going, and we had some people that came close, but nobody nailed the score. So the Texans go home after a good season. Seattle goes home after disappointment because they had a good season, but they could have beaten Atlanta. It was so close. Green Bay fans are used to winning, and they have to be, as I said, cheeseheads are disappointed. And Denver, an interception by Peyton Manning. The fairy tale is over. And Tim Tebow's brother really smears it in the face of Denver fans, because Tim Tebow, for all the people attacking him after getting dished from Denver, I say people, but the people in Denver, well, a lot of them were embracing Tebow. John Elway never was the guy that was going to be the quarterback for that franchise. He gets dished to New York, and you see what's happened as a result of it. Well, Denver went further. Tebow happened to be at the helm, so that's become kind of an interesting sidebar. And in the end, it's down to San Francisco and Atlanta. At Atlanta, they're going to go there, and Baltimore at New England. February 3rd, we're going to have a Super Bowl, folks. Kicks at 6:30 East Coast time. Who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl this time around? It'll be fun to do this Nail the Score, and then, of course, the final one on February 3rd. Matt, it was a great weekend of NFL football. I saw a headline when I was going through the different services, because I like to read what some of the writers have to say. And one of the things that caught my eye was best playoff weekend in the NFL ever. Do you think, I guess it was because of the drama. There was a lot of drama. The two games had it, and the other games in the beginning were pretty close. So into the halfway point, they were much more interesting.
Yeah, I definitely think this was a pretty good weekend of playoff football, and you didn't see, I think this is the first weekend I can remember in a long time where you had all four games that were either very good matchups, where you had, you know, the Texans and the Patriots, which going into the game, they were one of the top two regular season teams. Houston had a little slide at the end, but they were about to be the number one seed in the AFC. And then you had the Packers and the Niners, which was another good matchup going into it. So I think there was intrigue in those games early. Then later, you know, the games kind of got a little, you know, out of hand late, but all around, awesome games, and especially the two that we talked about earlier, the Ravens-Broncos and the Seahawks and Falcons. And I'll throw it out there. I am pulling, like I did last year, once again for a Harbaugh Super Bowl. I think that would be awesome.
Baltimore and San Francisco, in other words. Yeah. So this could, and this, here they are with a chance. Who would imagine that? There's a chance that could happen.
Yeah, the only team that didn't get the invite to the party this year from last year was the Giants. The other three teams are all the same, but Giants missed the boat. You got the Falcons in there now. I think have the Seahawks would have won, that would have been another intriguing matchup, because then you would have had another Seattle San Francisco matchup for the third time this year, and they had good matchups the previous two games. But I think the Falcons and Niners will be another good game as well, and I'm very excited for next weekend.
Yeah, I am too. Harmony asks, are you going to a game live, Kate? Oh, I would love to go to one of those two games, really. Go to Atlanta or go to New England, just because I want to see either one of the games. Although, after going to 10 Super Bowls, covering games live, really, sit in front of your tube, Harmony, is the best place to be. Matt, you've been to games before, and it's exciting and thrilling when it's your team, but you don't get to see all the replays. And if you're really a rabid fan, you have a radio in your ear, and you're listening to the radio guys do the game. So there's something about you kind of miss what's happening, because you don't have all the replays and all that stuff, even though they play on the big screen at your fingertips. So I think it makes a difference.
Yeah, I like watching games on TV. I do love the tailgating and all that. And there are times I have buddies who have season tickets. So there's a group of us that will go down sometimes before Viking games, and we'll tailgate with them, and then we'll go somewhere else and watch the game. But I do take a road trip, an NFL road trip, every once in a while, every couple of years. I went to a game in Arizona a few years ago.
Remember
and that. That's fun. And I think going to an away stadium can be fun if you go to the game. But I think for the most part, I prefer watching it on TV, just for what you said. You get the replays. You get to see all the action. And you don't have to deal with those pesky bathroom lines.
You don't. There's things that you don't deal with, or that you don't have to deal with, versus if you get to watch it at home. And the only other place I would say, if you were going to go somewhere and you weren't going to be at the game because you have like some sensational seats or something, and it's just your team and it's incredible, if you don't have that set up, the only other thing I would say is, if you were in Vegas, if you go to Las Vegas, the Super Bowl in Vegas is pretty awesome. And maybe it's because they recreate the excitement and it's people, the gambling thing, the crazy things you can bet on. And it's not that you're going to gamble necessarily. It's just that makes the books exciting when you go. And I've done it before, because I used to live in Vegas, and it is pretty exciting. If you're not going to be at the game with good seats, that's probably the second best. By the way, nobody nailed the score. I said New England would win it 28-21. I picked San Francisco, another close game, 24-21. I was wrong on mine. Matt picked both of those teams too, same thing. He said San Francisco would win it 27-17, and New England 38-27. None of you nailed the score either. Nobody even came close. Perhaps the closest was Terry in Missouri, who said 35-24 New England, but still, I mean, look at what the score was, 41-28. Better luck next time. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Wednesday into Thursday. Don't miss it, third hour.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.